Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, no ordinary worship, no ordinary worship when we come together here on Daily Fire to magnify, to praise, to fellowship our Lord with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire podcast. Live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of fresh, hot manna for your soul. Moving you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. With a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is we all must die. We all must die. And we are coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verses 11. Through 16. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can call in by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in live, you can still ensure that you never miss the fire by following the podcast. So the recording will be texted straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Follow by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message D as in daily, F as in fire, just those two letters, DF, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text, which includes today's teaching. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, roxy.org. Pay attention now. It's no longer Feel the Fire, but Feel the Fire will forward you to roxy.org. That's rawsi.org. All of the information you need, as well as everything to contact me and the ability to buy tickets for this weekend's brunch, Women's Purpose Brunch, wherein I will be speaking and on the panel that's sponsored by Tabernacle of Glory Ministries. All of that is on my website, roxy.org. I hope to see you there. Let's get into this word. I am in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verses 11 through 16, reading from the KJV. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. And the harp, and the veil, the tabret, and pipe, and wine, are in their feast, but they regard not the work of the Lord, neither consider the operation of his hands. Therefore my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge. And their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself, and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend unto it. And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled, but the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Come on and give God praise for his word. What is our topic? Say it aloud with me right now. We all must die. Over this past weekend, I was in Alabama for the funeral of a family member. Unexpected death. Very young lady. Mother of two teenage daughters. Unexpected. And I actually was scheduled this past weekend to be in Detroit for the NAACP convention. But then my cousin passed away, and so I rearranged everything to go there. And one of the saddest things that hit me in preparation and going to her funeral, she is such a sweet person. And notice I said is, because although she passed, her legacy remains. And I've always just known her to be such a sweet person, was that in my neighborhood in Alabama, death does not visit us frequently. And definitely not the death of our young people. So it also hit me hard that approximately a year ago, we were mourning the death of a young man. And he is her first cousin. And then maybe just a few months, if even a good month, prior to his death, we were mourning the death of another young man. And in my 48 years, almost 49 now, of life, this year, or this time period to which I'm referring, has taken more deaths of young people than I can recall in my entire lifetime. Now, there have been two other younger people who have passed away. One of my best friends who grew up with me, and that was at this point about 10 years ago, and a few years before her, another young man, but that was it. It just, we didn't see this. And as I, you know, reflected on this and seeing her lying there, and even heard the pastor preach a great word, it just really hit me this morning again, because God gives me fresh manna for you, a fresh word, that we all must die. Like it or not, we will leave this place. We will leave Earth. And no matter how many advances we see in science in regard to all of the anti-aging creams and all of the things that science does to attempt to prolong our time, and everything that we do, the changes in diet, the exercise, the setting boundaries to remove the psychological toxicity of others in our lives, there will come a time that ashes to ashes, dust to dust, will be shed over us. And from the ashes and the dirt from which we were taken, our bodies will return. We all must die. Glory. And in Isaiah 5:11-16, that I read unto you, the Bible, God was letting us know that hell enlarges itself daily. It grows larger. Why? Because there are people who are chasing after everything but God. chasing after every accolade, every achievement, from morning till night, feasting and drinking and celebrating, doing the things that the world desires, doing what the world requires. But as it said in verse 12, but regardeth not the work of the Lord, glory, neither considereth the work of his hand, so much so that even as the Israelites in Isaiah, they had gone into captivity, so are we even today. Our souls in captivity, our minds in captivity, our lives in captivity, because we're so caught up, glory, in doing everything but giving our lives to Christ. So it said that the mighty person is going to be humbled, but the Lord will be exalted. He remains sovereign. He remains God. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last. He is God, and in judgment he stands, glory, to hold us accountable for the work we've done, for the lives we've lived. Mother's life can't save you. Daddy's life can't save you. Grandma's life can't save you. The pastor's life can't save you. It is relationship with God, giving your life to Christ, which saves you, so that even when the flesh dies, your soul lives on. And in mortality, we all must die. Are you ready? Hallelujah. In Hebrews 9, hallelujah, the word has let us know, glory, that it is, we all are going to have to see the Lord Jesus, whether we desire or not. Hebrews 9 and 27, and as it is appointed unto men, once to die, but after this, the judgment, we will all see the Lord. Matthew 15 and 8, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Hell enlargeth itself. Are you ready? Are you saved? Are you honoring God? John 3:16. For God so loved the world, hallelujah, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Matthew 6 and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be, will be added unto you. We all must die. Are you ready? We all must see the Lord. Are you ready? After death, it is appointed for us to stand before God, to give an account of what we've lived, what we've said, what we've done. Are you ready? If God calls your name today, are you saved? I don't mean, have you just been baptized? I don't mean, are they just going to print on your obituary, you gave your life to God at an early age, because nobody, including you, even knows when the date was. I'm asking you, glory. Are you ready? We all must die. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. We thank you. We honor you, Father. Lord, help us to number our days, to understand that we all have an appointment with death. And it behooves us, God, to be ready in season, out of season, at any given time, to ensure that we have given our lives to you, that we are seeking you, honoring you, loving you, living in relationship with you. It is appointed for every man and every woman to die. And after that, the judgment, Lord. Help us, Father, not to be those who causes of your son, Jesus. And every day, to live in relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, worship him. I'm going to give you the opportunity, hallelujah, to get your life right. I'm going to do an altar call, and then we're going to end with our task. For those of you who are not saved, for those of you who are backslidden, you have turned your back on God, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, I am now ready to meet you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody, just praise him. Just praise him. You are now ready to meet him. We're not trying to accelerate meeting him. We don't want to meet him before our time, right? But we want to make sure that we are ready. Hallelujah. Now you're ready. Oh, come on and celebrate God. Come on and say hallelujah. Wherever you are, say I'm ready now, Lord. Hallelujah. I am now saved. No matter what you did before that prayer, no matter what the life was that you were living, you are now saved. Seek God. Spend time with him. Go to church. Go to Bible study. Make sure you're in daily fellowship with him and not missing your devotion with him. Here on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, text the letters DF to phone number 33222 so you follow so that you'll get the recording and that way you can listen to it anytime you want to. Anytime that's your time to have devotion with the Lord. Remember, everything is on rossi.org. Make sure you go there and purchase the tickets for the brunch. They're $35. This is going to be a high time in the Lord this Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. The complimentary breakfast starts at 9:15 a.m. Eastern here in Miami. All of the information, the ability to purchase tickets, the location and everything is on the itinerary page of my website at rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. All right, our topic for today is we all must die. Your task for today is to celebrate and pursue Christ. Every day pursue him. I'm not talking about perfection in your own right. Our perfection and holiness, they rest in him. You are now changed. Hallelujah. You are now a new person. Come on and celebrate Christ. I'll see you tomorrow.
In a